Morris Mazalowski, our business futurist. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dennis. Hello, listeners.
Today we're talking about these social networking sites.
We are, and there's been a phenomenon around that. It seems to have become the word of the moment.
Twitter?
Well, Twitter's an example of it, but the whole notion of social networking. And really, social networking is a new way online. But for many years, we had what were called static websites. We went to a website and we looked at the brochure, so to speak, and we read about it. And that was about all that we could do, maybe send an email out of it. What's happened over the last 5-6 years particularly is that it's become two-way communication, that we can go to a website and we can actually have a conversation. That might be a typed conversation, so we can type away at somebody, we can read something, we can watch something like YouTube, or we can maybe talk to somebody. And that's really what social networking is. It's the ability to reach out online and talk to a whole lot of people.
And I guess people go through those sort of sites like your Twitter or your Facebook or whatever, might reacquaint themselves with old school friends, for instance.
Certainly one great use of it, and Facebook especially had that reputation that Facebook allowed you to find people that, as you said, you hadn't seen for years and years, old school buddies.
Some of them you mightn't necessarily want to find again, though.
And some of them might find you anyway, as I had the example. So certainly it allows them to do that. But it is this online communication, and it's become a new way of being.
But can it be, what's the downside of any of these things?
The downside, like anything online, I think people are starting to become addictive to it, and that seems to be a downside. There was a Nielsen ratings report, so to speak, online, just came out last week, and they've said that for the first time ever, of every 10 minutes we spend online now, 1 minute is spent in a social networking environment.
And for every 10 minutes
we spend online.
10%.
Exactly. And what they've also said in that same report, 1 week old, is that social networking is now bigger than emails online. So there are more people...
That's why it's banned in a lot of workplaces.
Yeah, I actually don't agree with that. I mean, it is banned in a lot of places. I think it's the wrong way to go. It's like banning the mobile phone, like banning SMSs. They have to learn to tame it, to use it properly for the work process, because it has really good work applications if you allow it to.
But like, how would it assist, say, here?
Well, he would
in
be
a radio station.
He would be a perfect example. If you take something like Twitter, and it's twitter.com, what Twitter is it allows you to have really short, sharp conversations. You go in there and you're allowed a maximum of 140 characters. That's all you can type. So it's really what I call SMS on steroids. And it allows you to send very sharp, quick messages to people anywhere around the world, anyone that's listening to you. So, for instance, it's used now by a lot of newspapers, by a lot of TV stations in their news broadcasting to get very quick information about what's happening out there in the field. A really good example was the Mumbai incident last year.
Yeah.
The first known thought that the incident was happening actually came out of Twitter. There was somebody watching outside their window and they noticed something untoward was happening and they began to write about it before they knew what it was. And from that it grew. So you found very quickly that there were literally hundreds of people, then became thousands and tens of thousands of people talking about this incident and talking about it from all different angles of what they saw was happening.
96900693 at 12 to 3. You can get yourself the book, The Fantastic Secrets of Small Business Owners Exposed, and go into the draw for a one-day seminar with Morris. Worth $495. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hey, Jerry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Very, very good.
I'm 46. I've been on Facebook for nearly a year now,
mm-hmm.
and I find it absolutely fantastic. I've caught up with a lot of friends that I haven't seen for years. I keep in contact with family through it. Like my nephew has done a Europe tour probably about 6 months ago, and each day or each week or whatever it may have been, he'd be downloading his photos, and we'd be following him where he'd been prior, thing.
It's really amazing, and Facebook is one of those big sites that we talk about. In fact, it's the number three site online out of everything else. Facebook
yep.
allows you to have an online presence, so it really gives you your space online where you can write to the world, tell them where you are, as you said, upload photos, videos, and just generally chat. So what you're talking about is a really great use of it, and it's one that many, many people avail themselves of. It's putting the photos on. My daughter, for instance, looks at it nearly every day, unfortunately. It's a whole different debate, because her friends are forever putting up photos of events and things they're going to. It seems to be a way that they connect with each other now.
Nice. Thank you, Jerry. And just hang on there. We've got the book, Secrets of Small Business Owners Exposed, for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. 10 to 3, just hang on there. Don't hang up, and we'll get that to you. And, of course, there is the draw, Morris's seminar, coming up with $500. some people in the public eye are very concerned about having a Facebook site.
They are. And again, it's like any website. You really need to be able to control it. So you need to be able to make sure that the people that come to it are the people that you want. And there's an easy way to do that, because you need to accept people that are coming into your site. Don't allow the site to be open.
There's also the issue of, what if someone becomes, they think they know you, and they want to, they actually believe then that you're their friend, and they want the friendship perhaps to become more than just this online thing.
That's cyber stalking. And there's been a lot of talk about that lately. It really is a psychological issue now, exactly as you said. Then you really need to begin to treat it. It really becomes an issue of that person that's stalking you. The question is, what can you do about it? One is that you can stop them. You can stop the access they have to you online, but that will not stop their basic need to do that. But you can stop them following you online, and you need to be really careful about who you bring back into your Facebook or whatever the site is.
More with Maurice Mizalowski after the run. Maurice Mizalowski is with us, our business futurist. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, hi, Janet. Hi, Maurice. Just in regards to Facebook, I do use it quite regularly to keep in touch with friends overseas. But I find people who are my Facebook friends, say from high school or primary school, can put a photo of you up when you're 13 or 14. You don't necessarily like it.
Not a good look.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Yes, but then everyone can see it. You lose control of your own identity or your own image.
And that's a really good point. You're right, there's not much you can do about it except for ask them to take it down. But you really do need to learn to manage your online reputation. I talk to a lot of employers and people looking for jobs into the future, and we talk about that very thing, that it may be great to have a picture of you, perhaps not all that looking all that terrific on a Saturday night, a bit under the weather, but when an employer looks at that picture a month or a year later, it tells them a whole different story about who you are and what you've done.
That's a problem.
It is an absolute problem. And also, when you're tweeting, which is what's called, when you're Twittering, or when you're putting things into Facebook, you need to be equally as clear. You need to remember that anything that goes up online stays online forever and ever and ever, and can be accessed by pretty much anyone. Now, you don't know what you're going to need in a year or 2 years, or how you're going to have to look. So having things written about you, or you writing things, or having pictures that really aren't all that terrific, are not a great thing for you to do moving forward.
That's where people need to keep control of their...
They do. They need to realise that it only takes a second to put it up. It's kind of like me and eating. It only takes a second to eat that, but it stays with you for a lifetime.
Kate, have you tried Twitter?
I've just joined Twitter, but I don't fully understand it. Or I don't understand why it's so big, because I don't always care what everyone else is doing at that very minute.
And that's a really good point too, that why it's so popular is one of those things that it has just reached mammoth proportions. In the last month alone, it's increased traffic by 33%. Twitter is like looking over somebody else's fence. It allows you to peer into their life to understand.
Have you seen my neighbour?
No.
I'm not looking over the fence.
Okay, well, let's not. But for some people to look over the fence.
Peter Buckley's fine, but not Jack.
Hey, Jack. So it allows you into other people's lives. But what's interesting from a business viewpoint, which is where we use it a lot, is it actually allows you to have a conversation with a customer that up until now wasn't possible, because you were often selling through a third party, you were selling through a shop or through somebody else. You can now get online and talk to the customers one-to-one.
Katie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Just hang on, we've got the book for you, The Secrets of Small Business Owners Exposed.
Enjoy.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Of which Maurice is a part of that book.
Okay, thank you, that's great.
Hang on there, don't hang up. Thank you very much for your call, Kate, at 2 to 3. You brought up monitor.com.
Now, monitor.com, which is monitter.com, is a way to get on top of Twitter. With Twitter, you're writing your conversations and you're listening to the people that you're subscribed to. With Monitor, it allows you to look at everyone on Twitter and allows you to look at specific topics. So if you're interested in dogs, or perhaps interested in pop, or in what you're in a particular thing like crocheting, you type those keywords into Monitor, and every time that
you're into crocheting,
no,
me too.
I was listening to crocheting graffiti before, but never mind.
Mm.
So what it allows you to do then is to type that word into Monitor, and every time somebody makes a conversation or talks about that particular word, that brings it to your attention.
That's a great idea.
It's a terrific idea. Really, that's where Twitter's coming into its own. But it's allowing people to understand.
Monitor.
Monitor. M-O-N-I-T-T-R. There's lots of other ones. There's TweetDeck, which is what I use. But TweetDeck has to be downloaded. You actually got to download the program, put it onto your laptop. This one is one that you can do online.
MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com. MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com, where you can find Morris Mizalowski online. How many more of these sort of sites are there going to be?
We're up to about, we're up to a couple of hundred thousand now.
Purely for social networking?
Oh, and growing, and growing. There's a great one out of Twitter, which is called 12 Seconds, which is now video, and allows you to just produce 12 seconds of video to put up online and to tell people your message using that.
All right. Thank you, Morris. Always interesting. The news is coming up shortly. MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com is the web address.